Hello and welcome to episode number 9.
Yes, I
made it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, number 9. Here at God is at Work podcast, I am Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn. I hope you will not drop anything that you're doing right now, but just continue to listen to us.
If you're driving, make sure you keep your eyes on the road.
Don't close your eyes.
or do anything foolish. We are on episode number 9.
Yes. You know what?
One more to go and we're number 10.
Yes. I'm just glad that you're so anointed today, Pastor Rodney. You know why, folks? This is the second time he kept saying
it's
episode
the third time.
Number 3.
Yeah.
We're in episode 9.
Yeah, I've been saying episode number 3 for the past 3 attempts. I don't know, what is it with me? Maybe I'm just so excited about episode number 10.
'Cause you, 9.
No, I'm excited about episode number 10.
Oh, I see.
Because
okay.
I've been talking to Sister Evelyn and said, you know, we got to do something special for episode number 10. So I said, maybe, just maybe, I'm not promising anything, but maybe, just maybe, on episode number 10, instead of you just listening to us, maybe you'll be able to see us.
Oh, wow.
On video.
All right.
So you can see, you know,
how Pastor Rodney looked like.
And how Sister Evelyn's so gorgeous, especially with her new
hairdo.
Long hairdo.
I have a ponytail.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, that's exciting.
We'll try that out. Let's see what happens. You know, we want to do a lot of innovative things here at workfortheworld.com, and maybe on episode number 10, you're going to see not only us, we'll invite all the pastors as well to join us.
Yes, okay, that's great. So what's our topic today?
Our topic for today is something that I'm sure a lot of people would consider to be very hard to do. I think a lot of people would find this very helpful, and it's also a reminder for all of us to do this. But before we go to the topic, I'm so excited about the topic. I want to read something first. You know, we've been doing these podcasts for the past 3 months, and a lot of people have been emailing us every day. I get so surprised because they get us. Just give us emails.
I get text messages too.
You really?
Yes.
Really? Well, maybe you should forward them to me so we can put it. But we have an email for you.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
Yes. There we go.
All right.
That's Sister Evelyn's favorite sound there. Here we go. Somebody emailed
from?
Us.
Who is it from?
It's from Ava.
Ava
emailed us. She's actually one of those avid listeners. And she wanted to respond to or give her thoughts about our previous episode, number 8, entitled, Does God Still Answer Prayers? And this is what she said. She said, I just heard episode number 8, and I do agree with both of you, Brother Rodney and Sister Evelyn, when we said, let God take care of everything, wait and listen to the Lord. I'm writing once again because I'd like to share to you a miraculous work that God has done in my life. She said that she had about 4 major prayers that have been answered. 2 last week.
Wow.
One was yesterday, and the other one was just earlier before she wrote this. And she just wanted to encourage everyone that just pray wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say, thy will be done, make sure that you trust God and that he will answer everything in his perfect time. And she also says that when you're praying, just do your part, listen to what God is saying. And this is what I like about what she said. Have the ability to accept no for an answer. Because we talked about that.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
So at the time, we just expect yes.
And wait. But what about if it's a no?
Are you going to still be praying?
It's not good for you.
That's right. But she said here that I praise the Lord because he answers prayers in his perfect time. And
great.
Even if he says no, she says that God has still something better for you.
That's great email, Ava.
That's great. Thank you very much for sending us. Keep those emails coming. We do read them. And, you know, just one of these days, you might just hear yourself on the podcast.
Yes, and it encourages us that, you know, the topics that we discuss here in the podcast helps a lot of people.
That's right.
And encourages your faith, increases your faith as well.
And that's the reason why, you know, these are the things that keep us going every week.
Yes.
Why we talk in front of the microphone, even though it's just the 2 of us.
Yes, and the 4 walls.
And the 4 walls.
Yeah, so Rodney, I'm interested with this episode number 9.
Episode number 9. This is our topic. Are you ready? Here we go. The topic for this episode is...
Why do we need to share Christ to others?
Good question.
Why?
Yes, Sister Evelyn. Ladies first.
Okay, listen. For us brothers and sisters in Christ, meaning to say we that belong to the same faith,
mm-hmm.
we all know that when we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we can entrust our lives to a God mm-hmm. who cares about us.
It's not just a God, it's
the
God.
God. Yes,
that's right.
I stand corrected.
That's right.
Now, for the people out there who does not belong to the brotherhood and sisterhood mm-hmm. in Christ,
or do not embrace that belief,
yes, they really need to know that Jesus Christ is the answer to all our needs.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Not only financially, but even in everything about our life, emotional, relationship, mm-hmm. our hopes, our dreams, Jesus Christ has to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you push Christ away or out of the picture, it becomes chaotic.
Yes, it is.
So, why do we need to tell others about Jesus Christ?
We need to tell people about Christ because, first of all, it is His commandment. Those who receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, Jesus said that you should share this good news to a lot of people.
What's the good news?
The good news, actually, the gospel, for those who know this or may not know this, gospel literally means good news.
Yeah.
And what is the good news? That the good news is that Jesus Christ loves them. God loves them. Jesus Christ came to this earth to die for the sins that they have committed so that they can have eternal life to be with the Father. And that's one of the things that God wants to share to a lot of people, because there are millions upon millions of people who are looking for worth in their life, for peace in their heart, mm-hmm. for joy to just come into their life, but they can't find it. And we know the answer to that, and that is Jesus Christ. But we need to let them know about this.
Yeah, that's right. You know, somebody came to my office today,
mm-hmm.
and she does not belong to any church.
Okay.
And she came in because she has a great problem, and she's now getting depressed.
Yes.
And it seems that there is no direction.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after listening to her trouble, I just told her, first and foremost, let's call her Angela.
Angela.
You know, Angela, before we solve your personal problem, mm-hmm. I just want you to know that you have a spiritual need.
Right.
And so I shared to her the good news that she needs Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that Jesus Christ, when invited into our lives and now is involved with our problem,
mm-hmm.
something happens.
Right, that's true.
And so, you know, when she left my office, suddenly just this great peace enveloped her. And I asked her, what happened to you? She said, finally, I found direction. So there is only one way to go when you have a problem, is to run to the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's what He said. He said in His word, I am the way.
Wow.
I am the truth. I am the life.
Yes.
And if you notice, have you been to the bookstores lately?
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm an avid bookstore visitor. I visited these bookstores. And somehow, through the years, I've noticed that the aisles of these religious books or New Age books or basically self-help books, they're just keep on growing. And I've just looked at the titles and titles like, you know, Finding Peace, Internal Peace or Inner Peace,
yeah,
or
yeah.
Feel Good About Yourself, mm-hmm. or Be Happy in 30 Days. Or, you know, there's so much books out there that are available simply because there are more people right now trying to find something that will fill their heart. There's this void in our heart.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, you're just itching. What is this thing that's missing in my life? And you try, you're like a treasure hunter. You're like looking for it. And somehow, at times, we look for it in the wrong places.
Yes, too bad you have spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
And waste of time. And nothing happens.
You know, as a young kid, I've gone through a lot of stuff, you know. I've been looking for peace in my heart, even as a young kid. So mm-hmm. don't underestimate the teenagers, guys. You know, it's not just the elderly or the more mature people that are looking for peace. Even the kids are looking for direction in their life.
And,
you know, I was a kid, I was looking. So I turned to...
drugs?
No, I didn't turn to drugs.
But some people do.
Some people do.
Some kids
right.
turn to drugs.
Right, because they find acceptance and probably they can find this peace.
And some people turn to wrong relationships.
That's right.
Ungodly relationships.
Because they're searching for love and they find love in the wrong places,
that's
as we
right.
say it.
Yeah.
But in my case, I experimented with the New Age movement.
Oh,
crystals, uh-huh. you know, astral projection,
mm-hmm.
because I wanted to experience power in my life and try to find that peace, but I didn't find it there.
Oh.
But I only found it on one fateful Sunday morning when I visited this church called Word for the World. When I was 14 years old, I was wearing shorts mm-hmm. and rubber shoes and a shirt. And then when the pastor said, "Would you like to receive Jesus?" I said, "This is the one I've been looking for. This is the peace
I want." What did you feel?
I went forward and I prayed this prayer. I was crying and I just felt that, you know, in my heart, something great is going to happen in my life.
Yeah,
I didn't know what it was. But I found direction. Mm-hmm. I found peace. I mm-hmm. found that God loves me.
Well, you know, it's so good that you found the Lord, or the Lord found
the
you.
The Lord found me.
When you were 14.
Right.
Well, I was older when I found the Lord, mm-hmm. or the Lord found me.
Lord found
but I was almost at the brink of ending my life.
Oh, suicidal?
I was, yeah. But I was earning a lot of money, and I had a very good position in a secular job.
So you mean to tell me you had all the money, or most of the money, that anybody would want?
I was driving the company car.
And you had a position.
And I have a good position,
and the
yes.
prestige.
Yeah, yeah.
You're telling me you were not happy?
I wasn't. As a matter of fact, you know, I felt like driving the car one Sunday and just put it on high speed and ram it on a post. Because I felt so empty. I mean, I had the money to go to hotels
right,
and restaurants.
Enjoy life.
Yeah. Yes, but I just kind of felt blah. But on Sunday also. And see,
thank
it's good. It's good. When you're 14 and you're wearing shorts. But see, I was probably about 30 plus and I was wearing shorts.
Yes.
I went to church.
Yeah.
In that outfit.
Okay.
It's not cute. You must have looked cute, but I didn't look cute. I was kind of seductive.
Okay.
Yeah, but see, the Lord Jesus Christ and that church did not turn me away. When I responded to that altar call, I just heard myself bawling. I was crying.
Right.
I wasn't even aware why I was crying. But when I just said, "Lord, come into my life," I just felt so much peace and that all my sins were washed away. And that feels so good. And it gave me direction.
So guys, this is the thing. You know, whether you're a kid, whether you're, you know, someone out there who had all the money, and yet there are still people that can't find any peace and joy in their heart, they need to know about Christ. Unless people start opening their mouths and sharing, then they won't be able to share the love of God to them. Everybody needs Jesus.
You know, in your school or in your workplace or at home, all you need to do is just listen to the heart of these people, because they are lonely,
mm-hmm.
they're hurting, and they just need someone. I mean, we're just there to just tell them that you need someone
mm-hmm.
powerful.
Right. A lot of Christians, I understand this because I had the problem before sharing my faith, because I was so pressured that, well, number one, I didn't want the feeling of being rejected.
What about being a Christian?
Not only that, but it's more importantly when I open, and, you know, for example, I tell you, you know, you need to accept Jesus Christ. And then probably to say, "No, I don't think I need him right now.
Yeah.
I don't need God. I'm
only
right.
when I'm sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
I don't
I'm
think
dying.
I need him."
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't just
oh.
feel, you know, stand the feeling of rejection.
I mean, a lot of us feel that way.
Yes, but one thing the Lord told me is that, Rodney, it's not you that they're rejecting; it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And don't feel pressured about converting them, quote unquote, or changing their mind.
That's the job of the Holy Spirit.
That's not your job. It's the job of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's what happens. You know,
yeah,
we do our best. We try to be
right.
intellectual and logical.
Yes, and enter into a debate. yes. and argue and then end up enemies.
Right.
With
Instead
the one
of
that
winning, we're losing them.
So watch it. Don't enter into a debate.
But it's the Holy Spirit that does that. Remember, God sent the Holy Spirit to empower us, to help us, to give us wisdom, and to help us in winning souls for Christ. So you got to give space for the Holy Spirit to work.
And listen, we don't want people to go to hell. That's why we want to share Christ
That's
to others.
Right. There are a lot of people, especially nowadays, that they think they can live forever, or that there are no consequences to the things that they do.
Yeah,
but there is.
You must panic. You know what? I was driving this morning and I said, I looked at the street sweeper and I looked at the traffic enforcer and I said, God, what if they die tonight? They will go to hell. So I said, God, send somebody for these people that the gospel, the good news would be shared to them.
There's so many things we need to talk about. This is a great subject. We're going to be going back to you in a couple of
seconds.
Moments. Couple of seconds, actually, right after this.
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Episode number 9 here at God Is At Work podcast. You're still with Brother Rodney Garcia.
And Sister Evelyn Uy.
And we're talking about why do we need to share Christ to others, especially to the ones that are near and dear to us. Christ died for everyone, not just for the poor people, not just for the Filipinos. He died for everybody. And that's why we need to let everybody know about Christ.
Listen, you know, this is kind of controversial, but in our country, we had this Oakwood
mutiny.
Mutiny.
Yeah, like and, a coup d'etat.
Yes, and some of these people are behind bars. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to know, Pastor Rodney, that there are many Christians who were allowed to enter into that secured place, and they're doing Bible studies. And these men, powerful that they are, just shouted out that they need the Lord.
You know, everybody needs the Lord, whether you're a kid, whether you're a rich person, whether you're the most powerful man in the world, the most intelligent man in the world.
Or the worst of sinners. I mean, those behind bars.
You know, there are a lot of people are saying, you know, I don't think God would accept me because
I'm
of
a
the
prostitute.
Things, or the things I've done.
Yes, okay.
Or the things I'm doing now.
Yeah, I'm a sex addict, something to that effect.
And, you know, that's what the devil is using, you know. He's using it as this foothold.
Yeah.
He's got this chain around your neck and saying, God's not going to forgive you. He's
but you know what Jesus Christ said in the gospel? That He came for the sinners.
Yes, He came to seek and save the lost. All of us have sinned. But you know, God is here and He's just opening His arms, willing to just embrace you for who you are and what you can become.
All of us just have to have the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, my brother, he had 100 in his conduct. And at that time, he said he doesn't need the Lord because He's already good.
Okay. Well, yeah, most people say, I'm good enough. I don't think I need God in my life. I didn't kill anybody.
Hey, but listen, when he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, he just found out that he's the worst of sinners, even if you have 100 in your conduct.
I understand why a lot of people don't really have the boldness to share because they have fear. Some of them, they don't know, they can't accept rejection. Some of them don't know much about the Bible.
Yeah, but what about that, Brother Rodney?
Well, of course, you should know as much as you can about the Bible. And we try as much as we can to read it. But there's one tool that you have that other people can take away from you. That you can use powerfully in spreading the gospel.
What?
It is your testimony. How you were before and how you are now when you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior.
So that's a good start.
You need to start from there.
Yes, yeah.
And
like what you just did. Yeah, and like I did a while did, ago, yeah.
You know,
we confess about wearing our shorts.
Yeah, and doing bad things. The Bible says we need to be witnesses. We need to be people to share and tell people and testify and show to them, not only tell them, but also show to them what happens when we receive Jesus Christ. And a lot of people have turned around, 180, you know, before they were drug addicts. Now they're not anymore. They're high on drugs before, but now they're high on God.
Lord Jesus.
Before,
yes.
They're so intoxicated with liquor, now they're just drowning in the presence of God. And here's the thing. There is hope. There is hope for all of us. There's hope for you. Wherever you may be right now. Wherever you may be right now. That's the reason why we're doing this podcast. Because we want to share to you what was shared to us years ago. That Jesus Christ died on the cross and resurrected in 3 days so that we can spend eternity with Jesus in heaven. And not only about eternity in heaven, but right even here on this earth, we can experience God in a mighty way.
My prayer for all of us is that daily, before you go out from your house, our prayer should be, Lord, I want to make a difference in someone's life. Mm-hmm. So send someone, Lord, right, who needs to hear about you. So that should be our prayer for the day, to impact a life or even lives. So, Brother Rodney, this is a beautiful topic that
right,
we are sharing because people need the Lord.
And that's right. That is so true. And you may be listening to this topic over the internet. Maybe somebody sent you this through the email. Maybe you just happened to listen to the iPod and you just listened to this and you said, well, probably this is one interesting thing to do. Let me tell you, this is the most important time of your life. If you've made any decision in your life, this is the biggest decision you're going to make. My question for you today is this. Do you want Jesus to be a part of your life? Do you want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ? If your answer is yes, wherever you may be right now, just pray this prayer with me. All you need to do is just pray this from your heart. With your heart, with everything that you've got, just pray this prayer. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you've done. But what matters most is what you will become. So right now, wherever you may be, just pray this prayer right now. My Heavenly Father, I come to you today, and I realize I need you in my life. And Lord, I can't hide anything from you. You know the things I've done in the past. But I know it doesn't matter anymore, because Lord, I ask for your forgiveness today. Come into my life, Jesus. You are my Lord and my Savior. Starting today, I will live my life for you. And Lord, I've searched for so long and so far for the peace. But now I accept that peace. I accept that love. I accept that joy. And Lord, I open my heart to you. Do miraculous things in my life. Change me. Mold me to the person that you want me to be. And not only that, give me the boldness so that I can share this great news to other people. Father, thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for me, Jesus. And thank you for the power, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Oh. Wow.
Whew. I just felt the Lord. I mean, it's so... I just feel a presence that there's going to be... This thing is going to be rippled and echoed in the four corners of the world. I mean, this news.
I know. Guys, I want you to do something for us. I want you to take this podcast, download it, give it to all your friends who need to listen to this. If you can't share the gospel right now, at least take the first step. You know, give this to these people. Give it to your friends, to your everyone. Everyone, you know, this is for free. And
yes,
we want to help you out. That's why we're here at God Is At Work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's another episode number 9. Yeah, God Is At Work.
So watch out
podcast
for the episode number 10. Hopefully you can see us.
Yep, that's next week. We'll see what happens.
Yes.
But we are so...
We're not promising.
We're not promising,
though, yes.
But... God guys, keep praying for us because, you know, last week, wordfortheworld.com got hacked by some unknown hacker. But now we're back online.
Why do they hack us?
Because we're very effective. Yeah. The devil knows we're effective in reaching to a lot of people. That's why they're going to bring us down. But we're not down and out yet. Yeah. We're victorious in Jesus Christ.
Just cover us in prayer.
This is Pastor Rodney Garcia.
And Sister Evelyn Uy.
We'll see you again next week, episode number 10, here at God Is At Work Podcast. Bye.